Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature the walking, talking definition of your moral professional. A woman described by many as caring, but always ready to learn. Young and old, please help me welcome Ms. Selma Mongo, the corporate brand manager of Namib Mills. Selma, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, NSK. How are you?
Are we correct in our intro? Caring, ready to learn.
I'm surprised, but yes, you're 100% spot on.
Welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Selma, everyone has a starting point, right? What was your career and perhaps also educational starting point? And don't be shy to add that first job or that first hustle that you had just, you know, getting into the industry.
Okay, I would have loved to start it with my first job was a waitress, because growing up, I always wanted to be a waitress.
Yeah.
That was the ideal job for me because everybody who was my peer that time was a waitress. Unfortunately, I never got the job. Never. I was never employed. The one time that I applied, I never even got a call back for an interview.
Wow.
Nothing. So my first job came after my internship. So I finished varsity, and then I got a phone call from the Hilda Basson Namjebo.
Incredible.
Yes, one of the titans of the industry.
Titans. Heavyweight. Bow down to her.
Yeah. So I was employed at Oxygen Communications as a communication strategist, if I recall correctly. Yeah, that was my first job.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I moved on
to Walfish Bay, where I was employed as the marketing and communications officer at the Namibia Fish Consumption Promotion Trust. And I was employed there for almost 5 years, which navigated into last year, where I now work at Namib Mills as the corporate brand manager.
Do you at some point started identifying yourself as a binary? 5 years is a lot.
Late into my last years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the energy there is very different. It's very unique. So only late into my years of being into Walfish Bay.
Tell us about where you were born and perhaps also your education.
Okay, I was born in Windhoek, raised in Vanaheda.
Hmm.
So I'm a Katutura girl.
Except for you.
And then I went to school at Marty Atisari from grade 1 to grade 7. At one point, I went to DHPS, so I don't know what happened there. I just know I came back to Marty Atisari, and then I finished there. And then from my high school, I went to Highline Secondary School. That's also deep in Katutura. So the story behind that is very funny. My mom claims she went to the north, and she tasked my dad to find me a school. But you know, fathers being fathers, he forgot. And then when my mom got back, they had to Zula a school for me through the body system that...
Yeah, the directorate.
Yes.
Yeah, the directorate, yeah.
And then I got a place at Highline Secondary School.
That's in Grenhub, isn't it?
Yes. That time it was still a project, so the class space wasn't even sufficient. Some of us had to attend class in the afternoon, so from 12 to 4.
That was your schooling life.
That's where I went to high school, and then I came to Polytechnic of Namibia. I think that was 2011.
Hmm.
Where I did my bachelor's degree in communications, and that's where I finished. Not the now NAST, it was Polytechnic of
Namibia. Still our Polytechnic, because that's the time that we were also there on campus.
So that's where I obtained my bachelor's degree, and then I obviously got my first job now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What a story. You applied, or you always wanted to be a waiter, never got the damn job, and today here you are as a Fresh Titan on Fresh FM, the corporate brand manager for Namib Mills. That is incredible. Now, as a professional, Selma, and a general figure of the community, I mean, you did some work in Walvis Bay, you're a Vanaheda girl, you experienced the community on a different level. What challenges do you face on a daily and also just in your professional space?
I think the very basic challenges I face is what everybody faces, which is the basic adulting challenges.
Mm.
Navigating through professional, personal, and social life, it is very much a challenge, especially if you are young. I'm still below 30, especially if you're young, trying to find yourself, and then here I am, corporate brand manager. I still can't believe it sometimes, but I'm here. That in itself is a challenge. But I think some of the challenges that I face every day might include me meeting my tasks as listed in my journal. And this can be a challenge because I need to stay abreast of current affairs and at the same time plan and execute long-term strategies.
Because you're the brand manager for the whole
Namib poultry industry.
Yeah.
And at the same time be actively involved with the brands and their activities. So that's probably one of my challenges. But I don't have to say I don't get along with colleagues or whatever the case is. I think it's just when it comes to my job, navigating through the tasks on a daily basis.
And at the same time, our family.
And I have a three-year-old.
You have a three-year-old.
So that's a task.
Ooh, that's a whole task on its own.
Funny enough, I'm born and raised in Windhoek, right?
Yes.
So when I moved to Walvis Bay, I became a bynar at a later stage.
Yeah.
Now, coming back last year, I will tell you, it was a struggle to just settle in. Uh-huh. I think it became home again December or January this year when it quieted down. I'm not sure if it's change of environment or what it is, but it really felt very foreign. But now I can say I'm home again.
You're home again.
Yes.
I mean, Selva, I think this is incredible, hearing your story. I mean, I had no idea that you're still under your 30s. That in itself is inspirational, especially for our fresh listener. What would your advice be for a young Namibian professional like yourself, who too wants to climb the corporate ladder? And also not to forget, you know, the boy and girl child that find themselves in these small towns. You know, you mentioned that you wanted to be a waiter as a teenager, you know, growing up. What do you tell them? What is it that you would advise them? How do they change their mindset? What is it that they need to do, Selma?
Okay, I personally and honestly think each experience is unique to everybody, so you should live your experience very authentically, because whatever advice I can give you, your day to day, only you can really decide. Today I'm going to not listen in class, today I'm going to listen in class, today I'm going to put in that extra work in the workspace, or today I'm just gonna laze around. So each experience is very unique, but I would say first thing is first, especially for the youth, you need to secure your degree. That is your falling net for whatever that may go wrong. Yes, we do have degrees that we do not, how do I put it? We have degrees, but we work in a different field.
Yeah, we don't necessarily end up using these qualifications.
However, that is life. So do not take it as that it's something negative. Use it to your best of your ability, because you need to cement yourself with so much principle that your presence and your work ethic is recognized, and then you might get the recognition that you deserve. It could take 2 days, it could take 2 years. We never know, because even my journey was not rosy tinted. There were times where I was really depressed at work, but then I just internalized. I went back and I thought, do I really want to go back and be miserable, or can I just change my attitude and do the best I can? And funny enough, when I overcame my depression, so to say, that's when I got the phone call to come to Namib Mills, because I didn't apply. It was a headhunt. And then before, when I was looking for something else, nothing came to my space. So live your life in a way that you know you're doing yourself a favor for the future. Secure your degree. And we're all going through something, you know.
Yes.
So whatever you're going through, navigate through it and do your best. That's all I can say.
Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Selma Mongo, the corporate brand manager of Namib Mills. Thank you so much for inspiring us today. You have an incredible story. We appreciate you. And I can almost tell you right now that the fresh listener, probably number one, shocked, number two, inspired, and number three, they're going to grab your words and they're going to run with it. You may be the result, or you may be the factor why someone changed their mindset today. So thank you so much, Selma.
Thank you for having me, NSK. This is a wonderful platform. I did listen to it on radio before you invited me, so thank you very much.
Another story added.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, leave it on Fresh FM. This was your Titan. Next week, Thursday, we will shower you with another inspirational figure. Leave it on Fresh.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK.